This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The January USDA WASDE report will be released on Monday, January 12th. And while we don't know what changes will be made, if there are changes, they could move the ag marketplace. We will hear more from Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net says that if we get a January WASDE report similar to 2025, it could provide a bullish boost to the grains and oilseeds markets.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, the market really needs a bullish WASDE report. You basically, last year, of course, you dropped that corn yield down, you dropped beans down. You know, essentially what you did was you gave the market a jolt of enthusiasm for the next few weeks. And, you know, unfortunately, those February averages, which were decent for corn anyway, at 470, we never revisited those again. But what it did was it gave everyone a little bit of an opportunity on both cash and new crop to at least consider some sales. Now, most people didn't do a whole lot of anything because, quite frankly, 470 basis the board wasn't, it's no home run by any means. It's hard for people to make that work if they were going to assume average yields. And so last year was a very tough year, but we did get that opportunity based on the January report.
Bennett says that while we can't count on similar changes to the January WASDE report of 25, a similar outcome would be welcomed by growers. He also says to keep an eye on RVO blending volumes and what that could do for the soybean marketplace.
That's what we need to see, is some sort of a yield reduction. I think most people are kind of thinking we'll get a yield reduction. I don't want to get tied into thinking it's going to be exactly like a year ago, but given really strong demand for corn, and quite frankly, demand for U.S. beans isn't too bad. I mean, the crush has been fantastic. We've finally seen some of these exports come to life, but we have to understand on the bean side of things that we're going to have very stiff competition coming out of South America over the next several weeks.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.